Democrats are excited about the 2018 elections because they see them as a chance to get into Congress and oppose the Trump administration's agenda. In Iowa's 3rd Congressional District, which covers rural southwest Iowa and the cities of Council Bluffs and Des Moines, three candidates are running in the Democratic primary. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sestaric has more on the Democrats who are vying to take on two-term Republican U.S. Congressman David Young.
Eddie Morrow, Cindy Axne, and Pete D'Alessandro agree on most issues, but they have different backgrounds. Eddie Morrow is a small business owner, volunteer, former teacher, and coach who says his service and advocacy work stands out. He addressed young voters at a recent forum in Des Moines.
I'm here today because each of you deserves to know that the best possible world awaits you. And that is a progressive, inclusive populism, where the very promise, the very idea of this country is made available to everybody.
Cindy Axne is also a small business owner, but she says her experience working in state government management sets her apart from the other candidates.
We need somebody who can hit the ground running, and having spent a decade solving complex government problems, helping to protect our environment, making sure that we held government accountable to doing what's right, and understanding the entire structure surrounding that to get things done is a really important thing.
Pete D'Alessandro highlights his experience as a longtime political operative who led Bernie Sanders' Iowa campaign in 2016.
I think the other thing that sets me apart is I'm very specific on a lot of these issues. I think we have to stand for Medicare for all. I think we have to stand for a $15 an hour minimum wage. And there's really no nuance on it.
The candidates agree on issues like opposing the new federal tax law, supporting clean energy, raising the minimum wage, and making college more affordable. They also agree on closing background check loopholes for gun purchases, protecting the right to obtain an abortion, and protecting immigrants who were brought to the U.S. by their parents. Rachel Payne Caulfield is a political science professor at Drake University. She says the candidates' personal stories may be just as important as where they stand on the issues.
Those Democratic candidates agree with each other in large part. And so then voters are left to kind of try to untangle which of these candidates they like more. And when that happens, voters tend to be more reliant on personality and personal traits.
Looking ahead to the November general election, Caulfield says she thinks the southwestern corner of Iowa is still a swing district.
I think there's a possibility that it could switch to Democratic. Having said that, anytime you have an incumbent in the House of Representatives, it's going to be hard to unseat them.
Two of the Democratic candidates seeking the chance to do that pointed to a specific moment in incumbent Congressman David Young's career. Here's Cindy Axne.
He told Iowans that he would vote against the Republican health care bill because it was a bad bill for Iowans and it didn't do anything to fix the issues that we're facing right now. And then in the middle of the night, he went and voted for it.
About a year ago, Young voted for a health care bill that would have undermined the Affordable Care Act. In the weeks leading up to that vote, he told constituents he didn't support the bill. Young said in a statement afterward that a last-minute amendment won him over. Morrow also mentioned that vote.
We need a leader that's going to tell people the truth, that's going to stand with integrity, stand where they are, let people know where they stand and stand there firmly, and then let the chips fall where they may.
D'Alessandro was more general with his criticism.
My biggest complaint with David Young is that when he goes to Washington, D.C., he consistently, as in almost 100% of the time, votes against the values of the people of this district.
Despite the candidates agreeing on a lot of major topics, one issue remains divisive.
Taco pizza or breakfast pizza?
Breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza.
Taco pizza.
I'm Katerina Sestaric, Iowa Public Radio News.